Hey everyone, welcome back to the Life by Taylor podcast, where we learn and grow together. It's incredible how we get stuck procrastinating and drift away from consistency, only to realize that when we get back on the horse, get back into our groove, and recommit to whatever it is we want to stay consistent with and committed to, that it feels incredible. As you may or may not have noticed, I did not upload a new podcast episode for almost a month now, and I think it's the longest I've gone since I traveled in India and intentionally took a break where I didn't post an episode. I shared a poll on the community WhatsApp group for Life by Taylor community, and this subject was the one that got the most votes. And although I actually felt a little bit more energized and inspired to share some personal updates, some exciting things that I wanted to teach you guys after learning them myself, and some huge aha moments and breakthroughs that I've gone through recently, I actually agree that this would be a great place to start. Throughout my journey as a creator, throughout my journey as a business owner, as a solo creator entrepreneur, I would say the one thing that has changed the course of if my business is going to be non-existent or continue to grow, whether my online community would be non-existent and continue to grow, is the fact that I always get back into the groove and I always come back no matter what. But that doesn't mean that I'm always strict and consistent like we are told that we should be. On today's podcast episode, I'm going to share my entire process, how I work through the balance between staying consistent, because we all know the value in that, and staying true to myself and not forcing things in a way that does not feel authentic, not forcing things in a way that feels like I'm betraying myself in that process. Let's begin. I'm excited to dive into this topic today. I feel like it's probably one of the most important things that I'm working on with my clients who I'm helping do what I've done, who I'm helping build authentic communities and show up online and go after their passions in life. And I know for a fact that my framework around this has literally been the anchor and the savior of everything that I've worked on in the past 4 years. Before we begin today's podcast episode, I just want to say thank you to all of you who are listening, all of you who are here. I recently have taken time to reflect on what it means to build a community online, what it means to have any level of influence on other people and making an impact on other people's lives through showing up online, sharing my unique story, my voice, my ideas, my opinions, and giving myself permission to be seen and heard. All the things that have come from that, the opportunities I've had to travel the world and the friendships I've made, the connections I've made, the opportunities I've had and have been invited to through using social media as a platform have been incredible and beyond what I could ever think was realistic when I first started. Taking time to really reflect on the fact that you're all real human beings who listen to me, who follow me, who are invested in my life, my journey, and whose lives I get the privilege of making an impact on has been really fulfilling for me. And I'm sure a lot of you who are listening feel called to do the same. I'm currently in the middle of the 12-week process with 4 one-on-one clients, but obviously, keep an eye out if you are someone who feels called to do this work, to show up more authentically, to start making content, to invest in your creative expression and build community online in a way that is aligned for you spiritually, that feels authentic and effortless and enjoyable, then keep an eye out. I will be sharing on here and also online when I have spots open. But this was just to say that when I took a moment to pause and look back and ask myself questions about how I've built this community and what I've done, it has filled me with a lot of gratitude for the work I put in and the people who have been here since day one and who join me and who listen and share love. So that's it. I just wanted to say thank you and that I love you and that I appreciate the fact that you're here and listening. So let's begin. I am going to give some advice that may not be the best advice for people depending on the goal that you have. And I'm saying that in full transparency because I'm sharing what I've done. I'm sharing what I truly believe to be true for me. And I share what speaks true to the people that I help. Now, not to say that this is the best advice for people who are building a business and who are, you know, very focused on making a profit in the short term or building an audience fast or becoming famous and recognized and successful at all costs. Everything that I share stems from a deeper intention first. I recognized very early on in my journey that if I push myself and force myself and do things in a way that is the way you're supposed to do it, okay? I call it the Gary Vaynerchuk style way of showing up. If you don't know who that is, then Gary V on Instagram, who has also inspired me in many ways, but I had to learn to take what speaks to me and also reject what isn't. Where a lot of people will say to you, be consistent no matter what, show up, grind, hustle, post, create. And for the sensitive souls like myself, for the people who value the process of what they're creating a little bit more, who have to go to really deep and vulnerable places to create things and show up, the simplest post on my Instagram that looks like just words on a photo isn't necessarily easy for me to create and share. It does take energy from me emotionally. I hold myself to certain standards to be authentic, to really look for things that I truly, truly want to share, to say things that I truly feel, to be as authentic as possible. And if I just wanted to post to say I posted and I just wanted to post something to be consistent, then I probably wouldn't be able to hold myself to that standard. So the advice that I'm giving is for people who feel aligned with what I'm saying now. People who understand that it's not just about getting followers. It's not just about making money. It is a process that is a deep spiritual process between you and yourself that requires you to go to the depths of who you are and share your voice, your unique opinions and interpretation of things based on your life story. And that is so much bigger than just posting something or sharing something or creating something, no matter what it is. I'll give another disclaimer and say that I truly am okay with the fact that when you operate this way, it might take longer. I have known that from the beginning. I know that still, that if I just wanted to grow followers, there are ways to follow certain rules and certain hacks and certain trends that people are following. If I just wanted people to watch my videos, hear what I have to say, there's so many ways to just be provocative and to just do things in a way that just plays into the culture, plays into the mainstream things that work, that do not speak to me. And I would rather take my time, grow slowly, build slowly, evolve as my audience evolves, grow with my audience, grow as I attract the people who are most aligned with me, than to just get attention for the sake of it. So yes, consistency is very, very important. That pushing things out consistently all the time, no matter what, is very important if your goal is to grow fast, if your goal is to have an audience fast, if your goal is to make money fast. That is not what I'm here to teach. That is not how I live. That is not how I've built anything that I've built until now. And that is just the foundation of everything I'm going to be saying today. So I just want you to know that if you have those goals, this advice may not be for you. However, I have a feeling that most of you listening to this, if you struggle with this balance between consistency and authenticity and not forcing yourself to go outside of what feels true to you, then you're probably like me. You probably see things the same way. And you've probably been left feeling discouraged many times because you feel like, well, I cannot operate like a machine. I cannot create like a robot. I cannot show up in this way like my quote unquote competitors show up, or the people who have a team behind them, or the people who don't value the intention behind what they're creating, but really are just looking for the outcome at all costs. I'm here to be an example. I'm here to show you that you can honor your flow of creativity, honor the pace at which you feel good creating, honor who you are as a person, and grow gradually and slowly over time. I'm creating a document, almost like a constitution, called My Conscious Creator Manifesto, and it will be a free download. I'll be offering it soon. But one of the things that I wrote there, one of the rules that I wrote, is that my grandmother would say, you know, the food that cooks the longest tastes the best, is the sweetest, has the most flavor. And it is true. What happens fast usually can be gone very fast. So I really do appreciate the slow burn. I really do appreciate things growing slowly. I never really care how many followers I have. Really, I'm happy for it to be built much more slowly. And I would say most people think that they want so many followers or so much attention or so much business, but you would not know what to do if you actually had super high demand for your service and product all of a sudden and you weren't ready for it. You wouldn't know what to do if you all of a sudden had a million people following you. It would probably freak you out, stress you out, overwhelm you. So let's start with stop believing you want something you don't truly want. It actually feels better to create for a small group of people and for that to grow over time, or to serve a small group of people with your service or your product or whatever it is, to get better at it, to get good at it, to learn and grow as you grow. So don't wish for yourself something you don't truly want, and that will already help you relieve yourself and remove the pressure of needing to work like you're already a corporation, to work like you're already a best-selling singer or author or whatever it is, and chill out. That's the first thing I would say. Now, I'm very extreme in this. I've been extreme in this for the past 4 years since I started my coaching business, where I would create content consistently, correct? Not as consistently as ideally we should be creating content, because I valued the authenticity of whatever I'm creating over consistency. That is just my own personal value hierarchy, that I prefer to be authentic and post less than inauthentic and post more. Now, that doesn't mean that I would post once a week, okay? I would do the work to tap into my own authentic voice, what I want to talk about. And sometimes it was being authentic and sharing that I don't feel inspired and I feel lazy and I feel disconnected and I feel lost. That is also showing up authentically. But one thing I know for sure is that if I didn't let myself, and I don't let myself, like I just did the last 4 weeks, take breaks when I feel like it is way too forced, then I would never get this far, period. And it's much better to take breaks than to stop completely. That's a fact. Of course, ideally, we would be posting consistently like a machine on time every week, the same amount, the same days. Yes, I'm not rejecting that idea. And if I could, I would love to be able to tap into my creative flow and authenticity and create 6 posts a week for you from that place, no matter what, make a podcast episode. And I am working on having a little bit more discipline or creating more when I do feel tapped in, when I do feel energized. I'm working on that because I do believe that there is value in that. However, what happens is most people have this all or nothing mentality. And when they realize that it's too hard for them to show up authentically, consistently, all the time, like a machine, they give up, they stop, and they don't create at all. And then they're living in this all or nothing mentality where if I were to do the same thing in the first year, second year, third year of my business, we wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to this. I wouldn't be able to travel. So many of my opportunities and rewards that I receive from just coming back to it would not exist. One of the things that I love to support people with as a one-on-one coach in this process is that I get to be there when this happens. I get to catch them and bring them back and remind them and teach them that this is a part of the process. If you are creating anything, if you have a business, if you have a service, if you want to create content, I don't care what it is, make music, you have to understand that you will forever and always need to overcome these feelings of not feeling like creating, of not feeling like you want to put yourself out there and share. And the most important thing you can do is not make it mean anything. That is my biggest tip. It does not mean anything. So the last 4 weeks I didn't make a podcast episode, and my mind, of course, wanted to create a whole story about it. And, oh, I must feel this. Oh, it must mean that. It means nothing. Get back in front of the mic, continue, and move on. Don't make your breaks. Don't give them more meaning than they have. Don't make a story around them. Don't make it mean anything about you. Just keep swimming. Keep your head forward. Keep your eyes and your attention focused on what you want to create next, how to tap in, how to feel more inspired, and just keep going, keep building. It's better, like I said, to take a month break and continue than to stop altogether. Of course, this is true with everything, with working out, with dieting, with anything we do in life. The all or nothing mentality is the biggest killer of progress because it convinces us that when we ate something not healthy, now we're not on a diet anymore. And if we stop working out for a week because we were on vacation, we're not in shape anymore. And therefore, it's not as valuable as if we would have continued. Wrong, false, and it's probably the best thing that you can hack in life is to not let that get to you. To just be like, okay, didn't create for 4 weeks, but I can create now. Period. Done. Focus on that. Something that I helped one of my clients with this week is I told her, what will help you is if you have a cap on how long your breaks can be. For me, I know that there's a certain point where there's no way I'm going to stop forever. And this one was actually pretty long, to be honest. But I knew, I was like, okay, I know a month is the longest I can go without making a podcast episode. And whatever I need to feel, whatever I need to disconnect from, whatever I need time to myself, time to reflect, to feel re-inspired, to realign, whatever, no problem. It can be done in a month. Max. And anything beneath a month, great. For some people, it might be a week. For some people, it might be a few days. Depends what you're putting out there. Depends how you feel about it. Depends how kind and compassionate you can be with yourself for that period of time. Some people cannot do that for more than a week. They'll start to be so mean to themselves and talk themselves out of doing anything. So each person should have a limit. I tell myself, okay, you are allowed to take a month max to feel all the feels and to be the highly sensitive person you are and reconnect, but no longer. And that gives me peace to relax and to truly disconnect in that month without judging myself, without freaking out, without making it mean something so that I can get back on the horse. So the next thing I want to share is something that I actually shared on my Instagram story, something that a friend of mine mentioned that I loved. So my friend Ruthie, former client, former group program participant, now very good friend and sister, who I've literally only met online, which is insane. But another beautiful, beautiful thing about showing up authentically on social media is attracting people that you would never meet in real life and loving them and feeling connected to them, regardless if you even met in person. So back to Ruthie. Ruthie and I got on a FaceTime call this week and we were talking, having a great time, just like chatting, hanging out. And I actually don't remember how we got to the subject, but Ruthie has been posting her routine, her movement, breathwork, meditation routine for 300 and something days now, which to me is so impressive and incredible. And honestly, another really powerful way to show up online is showing up with something that you do consistently that helps you, because it really does inspire people to do the same and reminds them that it's possible. Like seeing her show up every single day on my Instagram is very comforting for me. And it's something that is known to be very effective when it comes to engagement and building community online. So that's just a side tip. And last thing, it also is a very nice way to hold yourself accountable. In many of the books on habits and building a routine and being consistent with it, it is known that accountability is a huge factor that helps human beings show up. Many times in the past, I've used social media for that same reason, to have a public community hold me accountable, and it definitely works. Anyways, I asked her, I was like, how have you been doing that? How do you show up every single day, post it every single day for so long? It's so impressive. And she said something that was so simple and actually so profound, and I haven't stopped thinking about it since. I don't remember exactly, so I'm just saying an example. She was saying, yeah, my routine at the moment is really helping me with centering myself and feeling grounded in this new environment and just regulating my nervous system as I travel. But other times it serves me in a different way. And there are times where I do it for a different reason. And I realized, wow, there's so much freedom in the intention she sets behind this action that seems the same. And for someone like me who really values freedom at all costs, like I have a really hard time feeling constrained by a specific routine, a specific habit, like doing it at the same time every day. I also see the profound value it has. I just have a really hard time with things like that. I think growing up with a really strict father, I just rebel against anything that feels constraining to me. And I always like to feel like I can change my mind and move and just flow with life. As I get older, I am trying to build more discipline from a place that does feel free to me. And this was super helpful to understand that I meditate every day, but it's not for the same reason every day. I show up on social media consistently, but it's not always for the same reason. That really blew my mind, because sometimes the reason to show up may not feel like I'm so connected to what I'm sharing, but it's enough to just want to show up. For example, today, getting back into my groove, now I'm feeling in flow. Of course, I love it. I feel like so in my element when I'm speaking, but I didn't feel energized and excited to get on here today. But I did it because my intention is to show up, and I value showing up, and I value staying consistent. And it's not always going to feel exciting and energizing and aligned or whatever feeling we're searching for that we call authenticity. I'm very much authentic when I am staying true to the fact that I want to maintain consistency. And I think that that is something to keep in mind, that authenticity doesn't always mean energizing and exciting and fun. Authenticity means, do I truly, truly, truly want to do this from a deep part of myself that honors who I am and what I believe in? And reminding yourself that you don't have to post for other people, and it's not for other people, but to do it from a place of personal decision and personal freedom, and saying, I actually want to create today. I want to show up despite the resistance I'm feeling. I want to continue whatever it is I'm building. And I use the analogy of watering a plant because that's truly anything we create and put out into the world. Starting is the hardest part. Planting that seed is the hardest part. And the seed is so vulnerable. It's so sensitive. We have to tend to it and protect it at all costs, like a little embryo baby. We have to really just protect our creativity and our creation so, so, so much in the beginning, from outside voices, from self-doubt, from criticism, from fear, from whatever it is. And once you start to show up, and I said this to my clients this week who started showing up, making videos, expressing themselves online, the seed is sprouted, and now it is your job to water it and to take care of it so that it can grow. And it's okay if you don't water your plants and you skip a few days. It's okay if they wilt sometimes, as long as you water it and make sure it doesn't die. Because if you continue to take care of it consistently, even if it's not the same day, same time, as much as you should ideally, if you do come back to it and water it when it needs water, I can promise you it will grow and it will eventually be very fruitful, and there will be so much to gain as time passes. And that time is going to pass anyways. So you might as well do the best you can to water the plant, to show up, to be as consistent as you can. That doesn't mean the most extreme level of consistency is the only valuable consistency. And that is it for today. I hope this spoke to you and served whatever it is you came into this episode looking for, reminding you that consistency doesn't mean that it has to be so extreme. It just means not stopping, period. And there are times when you feel more energized and it's easier. There are times when it's harder, and it's okay to take breaks, and it's okay to be kind to yourself and come back. Just come back. Just keep swimming. Just keep watering that plant. And I just want to say thank you for being patient with me and for respecting my breaks and for staying committed to my process and being so loyal that it gives me this freedom to feel truly loved by you guys, that even when I take a break, even when I don't feel like I'm on my best or in my best game or headspace or want to spend time with my family and don't want to be stressed about my creative process, that I truly, truly know you will be here and you will be listening. And it's a really, really good feeling. It really helps me to continue to show up. And I actually want to say one more thing, that if you lose people, if you lose followers, if you lose things because you're not showing up in a way that feels unaligned for you, that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the people who don't keep up, or the people who can't or expect me to do things and I disappoint them. I'm okay with disappointing them. That's okay. I'm doing the best I can, and I will continue to do the best I can. And hopefully we will get to a place where one day I can hire people and get more help to show up as consistently as possible, make more, create more for you guys, show up more in that way. Until then, I'm taking it step by step, and like I said, giving it whatever I can. I love you guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please, with love, screenshot it, share it on your story, maybe tag me, send it to someone who needs to hear it. It's always so helpful when you guys do that. And if you haven't already, just please rate the podcast. Give it whatever rating you feel called to give it. And I would appreciate it so much. Thanks again. I love you, love you, love you. And I will be back next week, I promise. I already have my ideas and really excited to share the next few episodes with you guys, so you can consider me back. Love you, and I'll be back next week.